sun.
17 minutes past 11, the Homes Under the Sun breakfast show. Good morning, great to have your company today. This Saturday evening, looking forward to this at Showtime, the first Tenerife Comedy Club gig of the year. Ian Cognito, Cogs is back. Oh, Lordy, can you believe we're bringing him back for a fourth time? And also joining Cogs on stage on Saturday night, delighted to say he's joining us now, Paul B. Edwards. Good morning, Paul.
Oh, good morning to you.
How's the UK today? Is it cold enough?
I can't wait to get to Tenerife.
If I was to tell you that on Saturday it's going to be 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, just working on the basis of how the weather's been here, it's quite possible my skin will fall off in that.
Look, what's going on back in the UK? Seriously, what's with this weather?
Just this week, in the last few days, I've had a hailstorm, snow and sleet. If there was any better reason to move to Tenerife, I'd like to hear it.
I'm with you. Did you guys all suddenly go to sleep and then wake up and it was December 1963?
I woke up, I thought it was Narnia.
Like it. I'm not sure I can guarantee you a witch or a lion or a wardrobe here, but we can see.
Oh, I don't know. I have been to Tenerife before.
Well, there you go. Well, you've been over here beforehand. How did you find us?
I absolutely love it. I had a fantastic holiday, but it was a very long time ago, and I did one of the whale watching trips.
Yeah.
And we did it on the same week that a hurricane landed on the outskirts of Lanzarote. I've got an entire routine about it that I will be telling this weekend, but it was terrifying.
You see, we like this because Cogs is coming over for his fourth gig here, and I can tell you,
I can't believe that bloke. He isn't normally allowed anywhere back. Twice.
I'm with you on this. But apparently, an awful lot of his set nowadays involves the "while I was in Tenerife" stories.
Well, no, actually, he has mellowed somewhat. A lot of the routines now are about macrame.
Hang on. Cogs is mellowed. I'm not buying that for a second.
That man will never mellow. He's one of the most terrifying comics I've ever worked with. I've known him 20 years. He's a good friend.
He's a good guy. I'm just delighted when I see him, Paul, and he doesn't get the little fella out. That, for me, is a good night.
I am just delighted when I say goodbye to him and I'm still alive.
Let's just say that when you come over, we'll tell you a few Cog stories that we can't say for legal reasons on the radio for when he's come over in trips beforehand.
I will have a few myself.
I'm sure you will. While we're here, let's talk about the legend. But for an awful lot of comedy fans, there are two types, Paul, aren't they? Those that have seen him and those that have heard about him.
Yeah. And I do have to say that he was one of the first comics I ever saw. And I haven't seen one as good since. It's a crime that he isn't better known.
Yeah.
But he's one of those acts that, if you've seen a stand-up comic on the TV and you thought they were funny, you need to come and see Ian Cognito and realise that they weren't.
I know this will never happen, but could you imagine doing one of those panel shows with, say, like Sean Walsh? He'd just destroy him.
I cannot imagine that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't have the imagination to think that could possibly happen under any circumstance. But I would happily watch Sean Walsh versus Ian Cognito in pretty much any circumstances, including table tennis. But only because I've never seen Cognito in a pair of shorts.
You've never seen him in shorts. We have.
Oh, you're so lucky in Tenerife.
Let me tell you, he's got these small little chicken legs that there is photographic evidence.
I'm glad you finished that sentence off.
Look, it's never going to happen for him, but it is one of those things you've just got to experience. But when you're on the same bill as him, Paul, what's the thought, what's the mindset? You're thinking, he's going to tear me one here if I do something unfunny.
No, the mindset there is, tread carefully. Tread very, very carefully. No, it's fine. Me and him have got... We are actually really compliment each other.
Yeah.
And we get on really well. And he knows that when I MC for him, which I'm doing this weekend on the...
Yeah.
I can't bear that. I always make sure that the room's set right so when he walks on, he can do absolutely the best he can.
Yeah, and being a compere in a comedy club, Obviously, it's a tough job, but part of it is to make sure that crowd is absolutely ready for what they're about to experience, and that's never easy. Every gig's different.
Yeah, it is, but it's also what makes me laugh every time I MC is that someone in the crowd will walk up to me after and say, "Yeah, mate, you're really good at this. You should try doing it for a living." They never think the compare's a professional comic.
Yeah, it's why it's yes night. I just walked in, Gov.
It is, yeah. But it is that thing that when you're the MC, you're kind of half comic, half friend of the crowd.
Yeah.
So it is a slightly different dynamic, but I just do it all the same way. I just have a laugh. You can tell me when... Once I start talking, I can't shut up, can I? I'm sure you've got a record to play.
Hey, that's what got this job, Paul. Don't worry about that. Is there a key to being a good comedy compere?
I don't think so, other than the fact that you have to take everything that happens on the night with a pinch of salt, and you have to keep a smile on your face. Because as long as you've got a smile on your face and you look like you're having a good time,
yeah,
it's easy for the crowd to go with you. And I can't imagine myself not having a great time at Showtime Tenerife on Saturday night.
I can almost see it, changing the Twitter, as appeared at Showtime Tenerife.
Exactly.
Can I ask you an honest question, if you can give me an honest answer?
Well, I don't know the question yet.
What did you do to Lorraine Kelly?
Oh, no, it was more to do with Britain's Olympic bid. Right, when Manchester went for the Olympics.
No.
I thought it was a rubbish idea. And Australian TV heard about it and said, "Would you be prepared to come on Australian TV and say that you thought it was a bad idea for Manchester to have the Olympics?" But I've got no problem with that at all. It was the Olympics that went to Sydney.
Right.
So anyway, they do this thing. And it turned out Bobby Charlton hated me for it. Linford Christie thought I was bang on. And Lorraine Kelly thought I was a naughty young man deserving smack on his bum.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to end up, because, you know, the rain can be a bit racy.
No.
Okay.
No.
Glad we got that one sorted out.
Fine.
Look, the idea of Manchester hosting the Olympics, you could almost do a whole set on that, couldn't you?
Well, most comics on the circuit did at the time, and the standard joke was that they just hoped that they didn't have the 100 metres in Moss Side, because when the gun went off...
Hey!
You can guess the way.
Broom! You see, comedy's not that hard. You can write a gag on the back of a fag paper.
Oh, it's easy. You don't really need to come over. Just get three blokes off the beach, I'll do it.
Let me tell you, there's lots of blokes on the beach at the moment. Look, the Tenerife Comedy Club, we've been doing this, what, 4 or 5 years now. There's lots of guys that have come over here and they've wanted to come back and have come back. It's a different sort of gig. It's a different sort of event for you guys. And it must break things up. It must be something you've been looking forward to for a while.
It's fun. It's a really fantastic adventure whenever you get the chance to play abroad, even though you're most likely you're going to be playing to mostly British expats. The idea of doing gigs in other countries, it's like anything. If someone says to you, "Oh, will you go and DJ somewhere else for a week or so?" You go, "I'd love to."
Hey, let me tell you, if I could do this job in Droitwich, I'd be delighted. I don't know why I always give Droitwich a tough time. I'm sure you've digged that.
It's because it's got a fantastic name.
Yes.
Any place in the UK that looks like it's spelt a bit wrong is worth going to.
Yeah, in fact, I think I blame Ben Elton for that. There's the classic line, isn't there, in Blackadder 2, when the old man says to Kate, "For the final time, your mother's alive and well and living in Droitwich." It's just something that just makes you laugh. Paul, when did you get to fly over? When did you come and join us?
We're flying over... what day is it today?
I think it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. We're flying over on Friday. So we will be at large on Friday night.
So what you're saying is that you're going to be out on Friday?
I'm going to be what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be babysitting incognito on Friday night. That's what I'm going to be doing.
That is an impossible task.
I've done it before.
I'm sure you have. Keep him off the Guinness. Keep him away from the live music bars. Don't let him hold a guitar.
Oh, don't let him anywhere near a guitar, especially if the Guinness has come first. Tedious.
It's going to be a fantastic week, Paul. Genuinely, we're looking forward to Saturday night so much. It's going
to
be a wonderful gig. Have yourself a safe flight. We'll see you at the venue on Saturday evening. And
fantastic.
You're going to enjoy this trip to Tenerife. Let me just tell you one thing. Tenerife may have changed since you were last here, but the whales and dolphins haven't.
It has changed since I was last there. It's got the euro now.
That's how far back we go. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't have to drink Skol and stuff these days, although if you want to, we'll find it for you.
I'm expecting to have a jug of Double Diamond. Have it waiting for me.
Double Diamond. Stay classy. Would you like a Castella King as well? Paul, safe flight. We'll see you Saturday night.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. Paul B. Edwards live with Incognito at the Tenerife Comedy Club on Saturday evening. If you've got your tickets, great. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Give us a call, 669-622-622. You can even give us a call here at Waste FM 902-232-102 to make sure you get your tickets for Saturday.